Back in touch with Ron Smith.
Thank you, Jenny. Appreciate it very much. Oh, I love it, man. My favorite muckraker is coming on with me, Jim Bovard. He had a piece in the Wall Street Journal about job training. Very expensive stuff, Jim, that's been going on for a long time, huh?
Well, and it's got so many success stories to build upon.
Your tongue is in your cheek?
Well, it's, you know, that's a safe place for it.
Yeah. Oh, man. I'll say. The Jim Bovard Comedy Hour has ensued. All right, so tell us about these federal jobs programs. They've been in existence for some time now, and
well,
they've had to have some effect by this time.
Well, yeah, I mean, for 50 years. I mean, starting 50-year anniversaries next year for the Manpower Development Training Authority, and you've had the Labor Department warping people's or blighting people's work ethics for almost half a century. You've had one program after another that crashed and burned. And what Congress would do is say, gee, it's too bad that that last program was a complete failure and betrayed the trainees, so let's have a new program. And
but they never analyzed the effectiveness of the ones they spent billions of dollars on.
Well, actually, I think that the programs have been effective because they show that politicians care.
And they care about spending money recklessly.
Well, these are programs which make politicians look compassionate. And for them, that's always a good investment, no matter how badly the trainees get shafted. And trainees have gotten shafted again and again, according to the government's own studies. I mean, it was true with the CEDA program in the 1970s.
CEDA, the Comprehensive Employment and Training Act.
Yes. I don't know how many folks... folks of a certain age, I guess past the age of 35 or 40, might have memories of some of the idiocy which CETA financed back in the 70s and early 80s. It was a job creation program as well as a job training program, and they did things like build an artificial rock for rock climbers to practice on.
Yeah, and provided nude sculpture classes, right?
Nude sculpture classes in which the artists, so-called, were encouraged to paw each other's naked bodies to understand the difference between male and female anatomy.
And this was after the 60s.
This was after the 60s. And, you know, I saw that, and I was puzzled because I was in high school in the 1970s,
uh-huh.
And, you know, there was, shall we say, lots of handwork. There was no need for a federal subsidy for it.
Mm-hmm.
And then you have this sculpture class, and they're paying people with tax dollars to, you know, paw each other. So it's like, gee whiz.